Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super excited that you have joined me today. And today is an extra specially magical today because I have an extraly special magical guest today, Tracy Mahan. Thank you so much for joining me.
The temptation to not say anything after that. I don't even know.
You know, awesome. I've been mixing up all my words lately and just going with it. And it's kind of more fun than not.
Oh my gosh. So. I was trying to describe something to one of my kids the other day and I just couldn't find words. And yeah. I just blah, 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 blah.
That's kind of how it is right now. I don't know if you're feeling the weird energies, but I'm feeling a little off in a lot of different ways. Oh, not off, but just different. There's things happening, right?
I'm telling you what, I kept being told the second weekend of June is like slingshotting us all out into a better place. And boy, howdy, is that happening.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited about that. We are so ready.
I've been ready. Right, lady?
Yeah.
We've all been ready. We are so ready to slingshot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. And it's not always easy when we're slingshotting because, you know, that ride's a little intense, but the other side of it's just so exhilarating and magical. Oh, yeah. Magical. And you're doing something super magical and fun. And that's why you're here today, because I want you to share it with everyone.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm doing a channeling and light language class, a live one.
And a live one. That's live. A big deal.
Like, yeah.
Like in this person.
This is the first in-person thing that I've gotten to do since COVID. So this is a lot of fun for me. In fact, my birds are excited about it right now, too.
I was just going to say, your birds are definitely chiming in like, hey, we like this too.
Yeah.
So like, all you bird chimers out there, this is for you.
Erica and I literally were like, okay, can you hear that noise going on? No. Okay, we're good. And then as soon as we start, those birds just start chirping away.
Hey, we'll take the birds. I love the birds. And oftentimes when the birds are really loud in my yard, I will purposely record outside just to have the birds in the background. So I welcome it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're part of a lot of my videos. So anyways, Salem, Oregon, you guys, if you are interested in doing a live in-person channeling workshop, I'm going to do it July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And it's at Journeys, the Center for Your Soul. If you want to look that up online, it's a beautiful, these beautiful owners have taken this very large home and remodeled it from top to bottom. It's got a crystal store in there. They've got all kinds of modalities offered there and all these little office spaces. And then they have a room or a space for workshops and lectures and things like that. So I said, you know what? I'm loving the energy in this place. I want to do one here. And so I threw it together with them. And so that's going to be July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Here's the fun part.
Right, it gets more fun.
Well, you know, if you're like you and I, yeah, it does.
Yeah, because, it always does.
You know, I was looking for, okay, this is a little over an hour from where I live. So I thought, do I want to drive an hour each way? Let's look at what lodging would cost or whatever, you know? And so I'm looking up lodging. I love how synchronicity happens because I had somebody call me or send me an email and say, what, do you have any recommendations? I said, I don't know. I don't actually live over there. I can ask. So I asked Journeys, you know, do you have any recommendations? And they're like, oh, we haven't had people fly in for things before. So they didn't really. And all of a sudden, this gal that would come to see me when I do readings at Journeys, because every 3 months they'll do a psychic fair and I go and participate. She contacts me and she goes, I don't know why, but I feel like you need to know local places for people to stay if they fly in for, I mean, literally almost word for word, the thing that I
need. In your lap, yeah.
And she goes, here. And so she gives me this link for, I think it's Independence Hotel. It's on my website if you guys are interested. So I have a link for a hotel, but here's what I thought was fun. And Erica knows, I just got a camp trailer. Mm-hmm. And there is a campsite literally next door to this healing center.
So perfect.
I'm going to stay there, but it has yurts. So I don't know if they're still available or not, but that link is also on my website, which is tracymahan.com. And that's TRACIEMAHAN. So it's not Tracy with Y, it's Tracy with an IE.
I'm glad you clarified that, because I used to make that mistake myself.
Oh yeah. People that know me really, really well still do that, you know, and it's like Tracy with Y. So anyway, so I just, that's part of the excitement for me is like, I'm going to be at this campground right next door and we're going to, you know, whoever wants to join me, as long as we don't get in trouble at the campsite, we're going to sit out and look at the stars and do some sky watching for the fun little ships to go by, you know, and do mm-hmm. some little sky watching.
That's anyway, prime area too, isn't it, for the ships?
It's, I've seen a lot of activity mm-hmm. in the Oregon skies, you bet. So that would be an amazing spot to be. But anyways, 3 days of channeling, learning the channeling, going through, I channel Octurians. The Octurians are going to get channeled for this and come in and do some attunements. They're going to do some, just some clearing of energies. We're going to get into what does it feel like? What does it look like? How does it, everyone does things a little differently. Mm-hmm. And that's where this can be fun, because it is a limited space. So it can't be a very big group. Mm-hmm. And so as we do have some spots left, or I have some spots left, I have Blake flying in from Atlanta. He's going to help me with it and be my little assistant friend. So that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And he's, I'm trying to think, he channels in Melchizedek, Merlin. He's a wizard. So he channels in wizard energy. I'm going to be channeling in Octurian energy. We're going to be activating people on some pretty high buzzy. And here's the best part. They're all the best part, right? Here's a really good fun part. I was about to say we're channeling in really high energy vibrational beings, and we're going to get everybody else doing the same thing. And we're doing it in the attic of this building.
Oh my goodness. They have taken
the attic and they have transformed it. There's AC up there. So don't worry, you guys, we got some cooling systems up there, but we're going to be up in the attic, the highest part of the home.
Oh my goodness. Do you know, it just keeps getting witchier and I love it. I love it. The magic of all this witchiness, you know, I mean, it's first so of all, it's incredible. In Salem, Oregon, either way, right? That rings to me.
Yeah.
You know, witch. And then, wow. You have all of this, you have the wizard, and then you, I don't know what we would call you, but you're like this prime queen activator, you know?
Like, oh yeah, you guys have all called me the activator.
She is, you guys. This is the thing about doing a live workshop with Tracy, is that just being in this woman's presence, you will be like, you'll just feel more intuitive. It just like comes really easy. And then she makes it really, really easy. She has this way of just being like, look, just like this, really simple. And then you're like, oh, like this? Oh, okay. It's that simple. And she's going to show you. Yeah. She's going to show you how to do it. And that's what's exciting to me, is that like you and I were talking privately earlier, but everyone's intuitive. Everyone can channel. You're already doing it. You just don't realize it.
Yep. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did the same thing. I was doing it and I didn't realize it. And then when I realized I was doing it, because the Octurians come in a very strong energy. So it was obvious that it was a different energy. And then I realized that oftentimes I am bringing in maybe the higher self or something of that nature, but that's still channeling at a higher frequency, mm-hmm. because I would be like, oh, you know what? When I would do hypnosis scripts, my voice would change and it would be more flowy. And people would tell me, when you read, I would have people go, well, when you read the scripts, that's great. But when you just go and do it off the top of your head, I go so deep. And I realize now it was because I would channel that in and the whole energy of the room would change. And people would go in deeper, just like you're going in deep right now.
Just from her voice. It just happens. Plus, you've actually put me into a trance state how many times now? So when she starts talking like that, I'm like, there I go.
She's melting. Yeah. But so it's going to be a lot of fun and it's going to be interactive. So everyone there is going to practice and play and whatever we learn. So we're going to do channeling one day, light language another day. We're going to be practicing this with each other. My hope is that we're also going, light language comes in so many forms. It can be a sound. It can be a language. It can be an art. It can be toning. It can just come in so many ways. And so we're going to discover, what is your way? What is your star language? How does it come in for you? And just be in that energy. And so, you know, my job is to come up with multiple ways of us working on that. It's like, are we going to speak a language? Are we going to draw a picture? Are we going to do a thing? And recently for me, I did a DNA and cellular workshop, online workshop, and Daniel brought in all of these things. I came out of that channeling Daniel. I came out of it, sat down with a sketch pad and just started scribbling these little things. And at the end of it, it looked like a program of things coming in. It was just insane. And I felt so good drawing it. And I was showing it to people online. I was like, okay, so this happened after that workshop. A whole bunch of people that were in the workshop were doing the same thing.
Wow. Not surprising.
Yeah. And so I have a whole page on Facebook for people that do the workshops and they're all sharing their light language drawings and the different things that are coming in for them. And it's just a lot of fun. So that's another thing too, is that there is a collective on Facebook page that we have that anyone that wants to join that can come join it. It is I'm going to go look it up because I'm going to say it wrong because you know how that goes. Okay. So it is the Ascension Activation Community, and definitely a place where if you feel like, man, I just don't have anyone to share this stuff with, well, there's your community right there. You can't get weirder than us. We have seen it all, done it all, played in it all. And, you know, I've got people who have worked with the Nagas, the snake gods, and the, just things that I've never heard of. And I'm like, what is that? And,
yeah.
it's a thing. And it's like, oh, okay. I've learned something today, you know? And, I've just had such an incredible journey with all of this. I want, you know, it's like what you want for your kids. It's like, oh, I just want them to have the best life ever. But I want all of my little friends out there. I want you all to just have the best life ever and have these adventures and see how big and expansive everything is.
And when you have that community too, to share together your experiences, then you have also confirmations to your own experience, because doubt is a normal part of the process when you're learning things like this. Yeah. And for me, I love having that group interaction. I think that that's so supportive and helpful.
Yeah. Even if you're getting on there going, I had this experience and I keep doubting myself.
Yeah.
Did I really have it? Put it in that group.
Yep.
They're going to tell you, I had that too. We were having an experience, you and I, where we both had this really deep night of sleep.
Yeah.
But yet I was telling Erica, I know that I started coughing. I remember it, but it was like a dream memory, not like I remember waking up and coughing and couldn't get back to sleep or anything. I think I was still asleep while coughing. And then I'm going to bear it all. So then I got up and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm coughing and I'm clearing my throat. Maybe if I stand up, I remember I got up out of bed. I went and decided, okay, I'm up. I might as well go potty, go back to bed. So I did all of that and I was out.
Yeah.
And the next morning I was just like, did that happen or didn't it happen? And I mean, I can remember it, but it was like a dream. And I'm literally coughing like I swallowed wrong and trying to clear my lungs. It's not like I cleared my throat. I was coughing. Mm-hmm. I remember that, but I remember it, but I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I had a very similar experience. I didn't have the coughing bit, but everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just so interesting, the things that we're going through, and, you know, changing into these other frequencies that are coming into the planet and acclimating to that and going with the flow of these waves of energy. And we were just talking about the solar flares.
Yes.
And how, you know, for some, it knocked, and for me, a solar flare, I could just go curl up my bed and sleep. And so we were wondering if maybe that's what it was. The solar flares were coming in. They make me so tired. But
well, apparently that day they were super intense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like super, a really intense reading, because we looked it up.
Yeah. So much going on. And to me, it's so important to know what's going on planetary wise, you know, with the solar flares, the Schumann resonance, the astrology, all the things that are going on that can help us navigate through all of that stuff. And the channeling helps me to navigate through it, because answers come through that, you know. And
yeah.
I do find that it's easier for me to channel for other people than it would be for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, they're so clever, they've tricked me on that before, because I'll make my videos for the YouTube collective, and I did that one time where I had all these questions for myself and what's going on and da da da, and I had a sinus thing going on, so my throat was still a little scratchy. And I did this entire YouTube video, and I went to play it back before I posted it. And I thought, oh gosh, I sound awful. I don't want all the audience to be like, are you okay? Are you doing okay? So I decided not to post it. And so I was like, I'm not going to post that one. And then it's almost like I could hear them giggling in my head. And they said, you were never supposed to post that one. It was a channel for you. And so I got to thinking about everything I said in that channel was all the answers to the questions that I had. and so anyways, they'll find their way, right?
Yeah, they always do. They always find their way, and they're always giving the message. It's just, are we actually listening to it and trusting it?
Yeah.
And that's what's cool about what you're going to be teaching people, is how to trust it, how to listen. And then also something that you said there rang true, because I've been seeing this with my clients lately, especially if you're new to this whole spiritual journey thing, it all seems weird. It seems like really weird. And then you seem like you feel like you're a crazy weirdo.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a normal thing. So I see so many people, and they almost don't want to tell me, like, I don't know, this is going to sound weird. And I'm like, it doesn't sound weird to me. This is commonplace. So much so that I went to a real world thing today, appointment for my son. So I'm not used to that world. I literally live in this spiritual world. Like, it's normal for me to talk planets and astrology and energies and like commonplace. So I'm sitting there having a conversation about my son, and I was like, well, he's a Leo, so blah, 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 blah. And it was just like this normal thing. And my partner looked at me, he's like, Erica, really with the astrology? And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that I was doing that, because it's so commonplace to me. You know,
it's our language now.
Yeah, it is.
And it really is. And I have so many clients that'll come in, and they're talking about all this stuff, and they're like, this is so weird to be able to just talk so freely about this.
Right.
Like, oh, this is my everyday.
Right. But
and
it's
so you get there. It used to not be my everyday. Right. I used to see them, and then that place, if I can't talk to anybody about this, they'll put me in a straitjacket.
Right. So, and this is where the communities come in, and the gathering, because every single person that says that to me, what the advice is from their higher self is, find your tribe, and you will find your tribe. Of course you will. Yeah. And this is the way we do it. My human suggestions to them are always find an event. Find an event that interests you, because now you're going to go to an event with other people that are also interested in that. And now you already have this likeness, you already have something in common, and now you get to like fly your freak flags together. And that's beautiful. Right. Yeah.
We're going to freak flag fly in July.
It's not easy to say.
She's watching me. Yeah. Get that out.
Yeah, she did it.
Oh, fun. But yeah, so, and you know, here's the fun part too. So I guess where I was going originally, you know, I get sidetracked. Squirrel.
Me there too. We get it. You guys are used to it too.
Yes. And so what I'm hoping here is we're getting this. I love watching the class evolve, by the way. That's the best part. And we're going to pair up. And why is that so important to pair up and practice with each other? Well, like I was saying, it's really sometimes I find it very difficult to just read myself. Like if I'm in a channel, if I do it, I do it in a letter. I write it out in a letter. And we're going to do those kinds of things. But when you're reading someone else that you don't know, and you start figuring out how easy that is.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know this person yet. I just told them three things about themselves that I didn't know, and they're all confirming it for me. And then you start building up your confidence.
Yes.
And it's really cool because you're going to channel in whatever beautiful, benevolent being is yours that you connect with. And you're going to be giving messages to different people in these groups. And not only that, but you're going to get messages from others that are doing that for you. So you're going to come out of this like flying high.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time
with amazing tools for the rest of your life, you know, because when you understand how this comes in for you and it's how you hear it and how it, it is a complete game changer, because now it's like, okay, maybe you understood that you always had the answers, but you don't know how to get to them. And, you know, it's confusing, but now it's more clear. And now you've learned that discernment and you know how to trust. And it takes that practice. It's a must. You have to practice. And I love the working with the other person, because when you're getting those messages for the other person, it's going to be vague. It's not going to make sense to you. And you're going to have to say it anyway. Like, I don't know, I'm seeing a butterfly. I don't know what that means. And then that person's going to say, oh, that means this to me. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, that's how it comes. Oh, it feels like that.
Yeah.
You have to practice it.
Yeah. And it's so fun when you start trusting it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I had a teacher growing up in my spiritual practice, you know, when I was doing mediumship and things like that, and she said, you're going to get information and the person across from you might be like, I really want information from my deceased uncle. And you're going to get information from a cousin or something, somebody else that they're not looking for. So when you're giving them information, they're going to go, nope.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Cause they're so focused on what they want to hear that they're not hearing what you're giving them. And she said, they might go, okay. So like, if you were reading me and you're saying, Tracy, I see this woman standing with you and she's handing you daisies. Does that mean something to you? No, but could it be roses? Could it be sunflowers? Could it be, if you're seeing daisies, you stay with daisies. There's a message there for that person with that, what you saw. And that was so confirming for me that when I see it the way I see it, I need to stay with that, because so many people are willing to give you an out and go, well, no, he didn't wear slacks. He would wear jeans. Could it be jeans? You know, and it would be so easy for me to go, yeah, it could be jeans.
Right.
but
no, it looks like
slacks. Yeah. And then pretty soon they go, oh,
yeah,
my grandpa would wear slacks. And then all of a sudden your just body's full of chills, getting the truth bumps. She says, you just stay with what you get, because there's something there in what you're getting. And it was, I just had that challenge 2 days ago. Somebody wanted a reading and a mediumship reading, and I was picking up on an energy and we could not figure out who it was. I said, sorry, the image is what it is and I'm getting what I'm getting. And finally we got that person to stand aside for a little bit so we could get to the one that she was looking for. And right now, as I'm telling you, I can still see that same image in my mind. That person is somebody to her. And what's going to happen is down the road, she's going to go, I know who that was.
Yep.
And and that happens so often. And so many people will tell me that, you know, it's like, oh, I couldn't figure it out that day. But then the next day, all of a sudden it was like, ah, I know who that was. And it's because they quit trying.
Yes.
And so we're going to go over all that kind of stuff. How do you get out of your own way and just
big one.
This flow? And I had some of the best teachers, and I'm going to take their techniques and bring them to this. And we're going to share in that. We're going to practice. We're going to play with each other. We're going to do a lot of things to open those channels to these benevolent, beautiful, juicy beings.
Oh my goodness.
Information.
Yeah.
So,
it sounds amazing. Super amazing.
I know. Can we hit fast forward and get there, please?
Right. So yeah. I'm excited for all the people to be getting together, like again, with their tribe. I'm seeing these groups and these just circles of people just really, really creating a love container, you know, just so beautifully. Yeah. And that feels really good. It feels really good. I love it. So, okay, July, what again?
July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. I'm going to double check those dates because I pulled it off the page because I'm really good at giving the wrong information, right? So it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And the event, the days will start at 10 a.m., end at 5, and on Saturday or on Sunday, they end at 2 because their facility closes. So so it'll be a shorter day. Sunday is going to be kind of a little bit of playtime in the morning and then some sharing. How's everybody's experiences and questions and answers and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of room for a lot of things to happen.
Yeah.
And
there will be a lot of things that happen. I know Tracy. And when Tracy's involved, all sorts of things happen and they're always amazing.
And we
you never know. Yes. Well, and it's like the things that are going to come up during that workshop that you just have an inspiration about. They're like, okay, let's do this now because that's what was given at the time. I can see that happening like in the spaces too. Absolutely. Of the things that you've already planned that. Yeah. And that's going to be amazing too. So yeah, this is just how Tracy works. She is a guaranteed good time. And I did not mean that in the way where you would write that on the bathroom stall.
Oh boy. Wow.
Guaranteed good time, Tracy Mahan. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. And your website again is tracymahan.com, TRACIEMAHAN.com. Yes. I love you. I thank you so much. We're going to leave you guys with the song for today. This is Geometry Ascension. Until next time, love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.